When the new year rang in on Jan. 1, it not only signaled the beginning of a new calendar year, but it also ushered in the beginning of new entity that will benefit not only the main partners, but it will also create a partnership between one of the oldest construction firm in the Ottawa Valley and a community that can trace its ancestors as the earliest settlers dating back more than 400 years. The Algonquins of Pequaconigan First Nation Limited Partnership, AOPFNLP, and M. Sullivan & Son Limited, are in the process of forming the Pequaconigan Sullivan Construction Entity to pursue construction-related project opportunities across eastern Ontario. The AOPFNLP will be the majority owner of this newly formed entity. Pequaconigan Sullivan Construction will allow for the partners to respond to opportunities for a variety of general contracting and construction work and develop and complete projects tendered out to various businesses located throughout the area. Large corporations such as Canadian Nuclear Laboratories, CNL, Ontario Power Generation, OPG, the Department of National Defense, DND, and others may benefit from the collaboration. Along with strong representation in their own region, Pequaconigan is a member of the Algonquins of Ontario, a federation that includes 10 communities over large tracts of land including Charbot Lake, Whitney, Golden Lake, North Bay and Golden Lake. These represent potential sites for future construction projects that the new partnership can apply for tenders and bids. To conduct work in these markets, Pequaconigan Sullivan Construction will primarily draw upon its established connections in local communities with plans to utilize Sullivan's deep experience to provide training and capacity development throughout the Algonquins of Pequaconigan First Nations vast territory. The Sullivan name is recognized not only for its professionalism, but it has serviced the Ottawa Valley since 1914. A longevity that came through hard work and building trust in several communities throughout eastern Ontario. Don Bilodeau, AOPFNLP manager at the Pequaconigan office, said both parties are proud and excited to begin this new venture with the community whose territories they work and live in. We collectively look forward to creating involvement in projects within the unceded and unsurrendered territory of the Anishinaabe Algonquin people, he said. There remain some finer points in establishing things, but we are quite positive about what this partnership will mean for the community of Pequaconigan. I see it as, the cake is in the oven and there are a few more steps. Jarrett Brown, the business development manager at Sullivan, noted while this is still in the preliminary stages, ongoing discussions will be taking place soon to formalize how this new entity will be formed. We have some meetings coming up in the new year, he noted. This is not the first time Sullivan has entered into a partnership like this. We already have a joint venture entity with a Quesson called Iroquois Sullivan. The AOPFNLP is a corporate entity owned by the Algonquins of Pequaconigan First Nation, AOPFN. The AOPFNLP was created to support building capacity and shaping opportunities for the long-term benefit of AOPFN individuals and businesses. The AOPFN is one of 10 Algonquin communities and the only federally registered Algonquin community in Ontario. AOPFN continues to use Algonquin to describe itself as Omamiwinini, meaning, downriver people. M. Sullivan was established in 1914 and is one of Canada's oldest family-owned and operated construction companies. With the corporate head office in Arnprior and regional offices in Kingston, North Bay, Ottawa and Chalk River, they provide a broad scope of construction services throughout eastern, central and northern Ontario, and beyond. One constant practice of Sullivan on the majority of projects they have been involved with for over 100 years is utilizing a local workforce committed to the success of each project. Sullivan embraces the responsibility to help strengthen Indigenous communities, promote progressive and prosperous relationships, and grow a new economy based on mutual respect and shared prosperity.